Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you know what is a nice conversation not to have around here that is just...
The weather.
No, it's...
Potholes.
What Nebraska football players look like. And usually for the negative.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
A bunch of guys with a bunch of dad bods. I'm telling you, you can't win in the Big Ten with dad bods.
You sound like Baylor there for a second. You can't win. Garrister.
Coach Cook.
You just kind of transitioned nicely into a John Baylor mode.
Block back. Awesome content we need.
Block back. That's how he calls and leaves it. Garrister in Omaha.
I love when you played that voicemail. Garrister.
Garrister. Chloe's with me. You want to go out? We don't talk about guys' bodies as bad. Like, you know, another, and this is, might be, I know for sure this is the first time that I brought up his name since the first of the year, Corey Campbell. I don't think I brought up Corey Campbell's name.
Has it been that long?
So even now, as this edition of Nebraska football is rolling out and they've been practicing for 2 days, and
yeah.
Now this will take off tomorrow because the media will be able to watch the first part of practice tomorrow, so get ready for observations.
Yep. Bodies.
But Corey Campbell, it is in the videos that they've released and even seeing like guys that have been at other sporting events. Corey Campbell's had another good offseason. Like Ty Robinson is significantly larger, which you didn't think that would be the case.
It's massive.
Dante Dowdell is bigger. He was big when I first saw him in January. They have kind of cut his body a little bit differently. And I know he was featured yesterday. I mean, he's cock diesel. The one that really stood out to me that I was like, whoa, Corey Campbell does work in a short amount of time in winter conditioning. Danny Kalen looks different. Like Danny Kalen, you know, he didn't have, I wouldn't say he had a dad bod.
Yeah.
And he was never like out of shape, but he was never like refined.
Like massively toned, yeah, like defined.
In a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Man, they've done some things with Danny Kalen. Watching him throw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good on Corey Campbell, because you know what? You've saved us from having this nauseating conversation about why strength and conditioning with Nebraska football is lax.
Yeah.
Now, one guy I really want to see is, and especially his body, because he was out last year after suffering a late knee injury, is Maverick Noonan.
Oh, yeah, good call.
I won't be able to watch practice tomorrow, but I have not seen any video of him, and I'm going to ask somebody if they can go and see what Maverick looks like. But good on Corey Campbell, because you've saved us from a conversation that is just going nowhere on Nebraska Sports Talk Radio.
Well, and when it does go somewhere.
No, it doesn't go anywhere. Trust me. I don't want to hear about Mark Phillip. Okay?
Can I interest you in a Monte Cross? We just want to talk about large human beings that...
Monte Cross was ripped when he got here.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's also very, very true. Why is it escaping? Who was the defensive lineman? This was just recently. The defensive lineman that was just enormous. It was like one of Zach Duvall's best work yet. He didn't play. He ended up transferring. Why can't I think of his name? It'll come.
Jackson?
No.
Who was already cock diesel?
Yeah, and that was the thing with this guy too, is he already kind of had a lot to work with there. It'll come to me. But the part of this whole conversation that tends to happen, and it usually, you'll see in the summer too, it will usually make its way in the weight room, and we'll get the videos, which I'm so happy that they've done less of that, because I think it got to a point where it pissed off the fans. Because they're like, I don't care how much this guy's pushing. I don't care how much this guy's squatting. I want to see wins. I don't want to see that anymore. That was one of those subtle things that I think the staff, with the content that they would release, got away from that. Because when I think of the conversation of bodies, I think of the overreaction that would come with it, and also the, again, going back to the content that would be sent out with guys that were squatting the house. And you're thinking, okay, Husker power is back. And then you would see them fall short at the line of scrimmage in certain areas. And so it got to the point where if you even brought it up, people would shut it down immediately. I don't care. I don't want to hear about it, which I get. I get that pessimism. But you knew for a lot of these guys, it wasn't about adding necessarily the size. It was the right kind of weight. It was the bulk for the right type of guys, not just across the board. Everybody's getting bigger. Everybody's getting bulkier. And I feel like after a year of seeing what Corey Campbell has been able to do, this is more on the right track. And that's all I will really even get into it about that, because I know this conversation does piss people off.
No, I wouldn't use that word. I would just say it's a nowhere conversation, because how many of us, either on the air or in the fan base, know anything about strength and conditioning?
Well, that's also
very that's
true.
That's a small minority.
Yes, that's very true.
I did ask not too long ago about the specific players that are featured on videos or still shots, if there's intention, or like they're going to lean into Dylan Raiola.
Yep.
I mean, they're not going to like. But I also get the sense that if they mention Dylan, there's going to be a Danny Kalen and Heinrich Harburg mention. Like they're not going to single one guy out. So I asked, like, do you try and not show specific guys? And I was told no. And it's more sometimes you might find a connection to the recruiting department. So if Nebraska has dropped an offer on let's say a Texas kid, and they're in the middle of spring ball or fall camp, you might see a Texas guy or two that is featured because those videos and those just still shots, a lot of them are for recruits that are perusing your website.
Makes sense.
And so let's say you drop an offer on a kid in Dallas and you have a couple of Dallas kids on your roster. They might show up in a video or a still shot. And the kid that you're recruiting that you just made an offer to is looking at your Twitter account or your website, and they go, oh, I know that guy.
That makes sense.
And you might find that from time to time, is what I was told.
Okay.
But nothing like out of the, you know, hey, we're going to certainly feature this guy all the time.
You're right about the quarterbacks.
I would feature any guy that looked big. If your guy looks like he should be the first one off the bus, he'd be in every single video and picture every single day of like spring and fall camp.
Like, who is that guy?
Let me read an email here. This is going back to a conversation earlier in the show about Caitlin Clark and men and women and how they're treated and the polarizing actions on how we react to men and women athletes. Paul writes in, and the subject line is, when a woman lowers herself to jerky man status. I think it is a problem if we as a society equate being a strong, successful woman with the behavior of a typical bro dude. The typical woman operates at a higher level than a typical man. As a group, women have always been smarter and more mature than men. When a woman lowers herself to a jerky man status, and we celebrate her as a strong woman because of that behavior, that is where I have an issue. Emotion in sports is fine. I love it when KSA goes hands to the head, the endless array of NFL end zone sellies, or when Mahomes makes the muscles. I do not like the palms up, crotch grabbing, F-bombing, dropping, stare down guy, even if that guy is a woman. P.S. I don't like Caitlin Clark because she's a Hawkeye. I watch Clark hoping she will miss shots and lose. The fact that she goes palms up all the time makes it easier to cheer against her. That is from Paul in the Equitable Bank inbox.
Is it taken to the extreme that we would put, because if anybody's just tuning in and you're wondering where this conversation stemmed from, is we're talking about the polarizing athlete and the polarizing superstar. And we got into the conversation about Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark gives you the palms up, gives you the F off every now and then, gives you that raw emotion. But would I describe her antics as the jerky male type antics, or the bro antics? I wouldn't. I don't know if you would, but I wouldn't. I would say it's nothing more than what we see athletes, professional athletes or college athletes that we celebrate, what they do in the heat of the moment. It doesn't mean you have to like everything about it, but is it lowering the standard? Is it now kind of in the bro category, acting like, or the jerky male category? I don't think she's brought herself to that level. I don't see it that way. I see it as like superstars. Someone brought up the comparison of Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one. I think that's also a very good comparison when you think of her game, what Steph gets involved in when it comes to officiating and the subtleties, you know, kind of the smirks and whatnot. Caitlin Clark gets a little bit more animated maybe than Steph, but I think those are probably in the same lane as opposed to someone who's out there kneecapping players and that's, you know, spitting on them or anything of that sorts. That to me would be jerky male or, you know, bro-like behavior that I haven't necessarily seen Caitlin Clark go to that level, at least yet.
She is definitely at a different level when it comes to her handle. I mean, her game.
Yeah.
People watch. People will watch again this Saturday. They play Colorado at 2:30 on ABC. If they're playing Monday night against LSU, that will be one of that actually might eclipse. I don't want to go that far. It'll come close to the national championship game in terms of TV ratings because now we know more about LSU.
Mm-hmm.
We knew a lot about Iowa when they played in that championship game last year. We knew a little bit about LSU.
Who knew about Angel Reese?
But now we know a lot about them.
Yeah.
And you never know what's going to be like this week. Washington Post supposed to drop their story about Kim Mulkey taking in orphan pets and things like that and being nice to people and helping elderly gentlemen across the street.
That's all it is.
That would be fantastic if that's what the article was. It would make her look so bad.
Yeah, it's the soft side. The side of Kim Mulkey you don't get to see every day. The soft side.
Did you know that Kim Mulkey once in a while will stop by the soup kitchen in Baton Rouge? All right, 9:24. Brandon Vogel is coming up here in a little bit. Also, when we come back, 1.2, does that mean anything to a Creighton fan? And when's the last time you heard that? We'll get into that when we come back. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.